Hey everyone, it's Steve with Project Freedom. I'm going to talk about today choosing a van for your camper van conversion. So when you decide to take the leap into the camper van conversion, it's a long process if you're going to build out a bare van into a van that you can live in. And the first step in the process is choosing the right van for you. And we basically have four options to choose from. You have the Nissan NV, the Ram ProMaster, the Mercedes Sprinter, and the Ford Transit. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my experience and my story. And also, I've done a lot of research that I'm going to share with you today in going through these four vans and the pros and cons of each of them. Here is the stock Nissan NV in the high roof version. And as you're going to be choosing your van, you'll start to see a lot of these on the road that maybe you didn't see before. And this is in the white version. Nissan no longer makes the Nissan NV. They discontinued it, I believe, in 2022. So that's an important thing to note. You won't be able to find a new one, but you can still find ones that are used. It comes in two different styles, either a cargo van or a passenger van. It has one length of a 140-inch wheelbase, two heights, standard roof height and high roof, and then two different types of gas engines, 4.0 liter and 5.6 liter. And then it has a rear wheel drive. And so this vehicle does not have an all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive option, which is definitely something you want to consider if you are planning on taking your van off-road. Now, this is the Nissan NV in black that's been souped up a little bit more. As you can see, it probably has some type of lift, and it has the black wheels and off-road tires. I like the look of this. Here we have a Nissan NV that's been converted into a camper. Now, this is definitely the least popular option as far as the four vans we're going to cover when converting into a camper van. The reason is because of its very short length. It has a cargo length maximum of 120 inches, and the other vans have much more room. I've really only found one woman online that has a website for converting this camper. She's pretty small. And say comparison to me, I'm 6'2". She's probably closer to 5 feet. And I think I have a picture of her actually I'm going to share. But so you can see, I believe this is her van that she's converted out. And I think given to her smaller size, it worked for her to live in. But it's definitely the least popular option due to its small cargo area. Here she is right here. And you can probably find her website online. And as you can see, given that the vehicle itself is about 105 inches high, you can see that she's quite short in comparison to maybe someone like me who's 6'2", and she's smaller. So that would make a lot of difference in a smaller van like that. For me, when I test drove the Nissan NV and got inside, I realized very quickly it was much too small for my needs. I wanted to get a larger bed, a queen size bed in there, and I realized with my size and getting that queen size in, there'd be hardly any room left to fit anything else. So I quickly disqualified it. My experience in test driving it was, I believe the one I test drove have about 30,000 miles on it. And of the vans that I test drove, this one had the least amount of power. And it also, the drive was more like a tank. Whereas with the Sprinter and the Transit, they drive a little bit more like a car, a little bit more movability. And I wasn't very happy with how the Nissan drove. And here's a picture of a Nissan NV built out on the inside. And you can see there's limited room here. We have basically a dresser and it looks like a fan on top and then some type of sofa slash bed here. And that's about it. Pretty much all the space is taken up by those two things. You can see maybe another seat closer to the driving area, but they're very small inside. Now, if you research online, you'll see a lot of these have pop-ups. And of course, the reason is they're trying to put the bed area up top so that they can utilize the whole cargo space for other things, given the small size. And this is not even the high roof version of the Nissan NV. And so this would work for a weekend warrior setup and short trips, but to live in the Nissan NV would be difficult given its limited space. As far as dimensions go, as I mentioned, it's 120 inches length in the cargo area. That's the max length you can get. And the other three vans offer a much larger length, about a 4 foot difference or more. This is the low roof, so this is a 56 inch. The high roof is a bit bigger, and I was able to stand up in the high roof version, but it's not as high as the high roof version of the Sprinter and the Ford Transit. It's 77 inches for the high roof, 56 inches for the low roof. So being 6'2", I'm at 74 inches, so I have about 3 inches of room, which is also a concern because I have to build out the floor and the ceiling, which probably means my head's going to be touching that ceiling by the time I'm done with the build out. Here's the dimensions of the high roof, 77 inches. You can see both versions are 120 inches in length. Like I mentioned, Nissan is no longer making the Nissan NV. They discontinued it. The last year they made this van was in 2021. There are several different versions. You have the NV1500, NV2500 HD, and then NV3500 HD. And then there's three trims, S, SV, and SL. The trims cater to different levels of functionality and comfort. With the models that I mentioned, we're talking about differences in payload capacity, engine size, configurations. So the 1500 has the lowest payload capacity, and then 3500 with the highest. And 3500 is going to be the most robust with a larger engine as well. MSRP of the Nissan NV in 2021, you had the lowest end model, the 1500S, starting at $30,640. And then your 3500SL, the highest model, at $45,105. And so, of course, all you'll be able to find now are used ones, and they're hopefully going to be lower priced than those. When I was doing my search, I didn't find many used Nissan NVs on the market. It is, as far as the sales go, the Nissan NV was taking the smallest portion of the market between the four different vans. So there's just not a lot of used ones out there. Next, we have a Ram ProMaster. This is in black. This is the high roof model. This is the interior of the ProMaster before the build out of a cargo version. One unique thing about the ProMaster versus the other three vans is that it has a box interior. And so the other three vans have a curved interior. So once it gets close to the roof, it's going to curve up. And people like the box interior of the ProMaster because it makes it easier to put cabinets in and build it out. You don't have to account for the curvature. And for that, you don't lose the space that you do with those other curved vans. And when you're building the upper cabinets and putting things in there, having to account for that curvature is going to increase your workload, because making a square and a straight line is just less work than making a curved line. So people tend to like that for the buildouts of the ProMaster. I forgot to mention with the Nissan NV that it does not offer all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, only rear-wheel drive. So if you're planning on taking your van off-road, the rear-wheel drive, that's the only option with the Nissan NV. And then with the Ram ProMaster we're on right now, it only has front-wheel drive. So with the Transit offering all-wheel drive and the Sprinter offering four-wheel drive from the factory. Of course, you can always modify aftermarket to have four-wheel drive, but that's very expensive to do. And when you're comparing rear-wheel drive of the Nissan NV versus the front-wheel drive of the Ram ProMaster, the rear-wheel drive is going to do better off-road because the steering and the power are separated between the front wheels and the back wheels. So the ProMaster, if you get into something serious off-road and your front-wheel drive, you're getting your power and your steering from the front wheels, which lessens the traction and is going to increase the amount that you're going to get stuck and have issues. So that's something to keep in mind if you're looking at the Nissan NV or the Ram ProMaster and you are planning on taking your van off-road. If it's flat off-road, it's not raining, not snow, you're probably fine in any van. But if you do get into mud and you do get into snow, you got to be thinking about having the ProMaster or the Nissan NV and your chances of getting stuck out there and having issues. I found a review online comparing the ProMaster to the Sprinter, and an owner that owned both. The owner had said that he got stuck in his ProMaster about four times as much as his Sprinter, taking it in the same off-road areas. So if you are serious about taking your van off-road, then you might want to be considering the Ford Transit all-wheel drive and the Sprinter 4x4. If you're very serious about having an off-road vehicle, you're probably going to go with the Mercedes Sprinter 4x4 because that's the most robust off-road package that's offered by the manufacturer of all these Ford vans. You can make these things look pretty cool outside. I tend to like the darker colors and the more masculine look. And the pictures that I've chosen for examples definitely show that. This is one that's been converted that I like a lot. And you can see that square aspect of the van that I was speaking about instead of it curving up at the top. And I also like that linear straight line look as well versus the curve. So I really like the way this van looks on the outside. Here's an interior of the ProMaster. You do have quite a bit of space. It's not as much space as the longest Transit and Sprinter and the highest roof Transit and Sprinter, but it's much more space than the Nissan NV, of course. You can see here they've got the full kitchen. They've got a shower here. They've got a bed with capsules in the back. So this is a full build out that you can live in. Here's a list of the different ProMaster models. You have 1500, 2500, and 3500, and those are going to vary. The 1500 is suitable for light payloads and urban navigation. The 2500 and 3500 models are designed for heavier cargo needs, and there are different trim packages based on utility and comfort, driving assistance features, and such. There's two different roof heights, 88 inches and 99 inches. With the current ProMasters, you have two wheelbase options of 136 inches and then 159 inches. And then you have a low roof and high roof for both of those wheelbase options. A lot of these commercial vans at the dealerships that are used are auction vehicles. There was a dealership that had two ProMasters I drove quite a ways to look at, and they both had about 30 to 50,000 miles, which isn't much, but they were really beat up. And interestingly, neither of them would start. So I drove all this way to see these and had an appointment to see these ProMasters. They knew I was coming specifically for these ProMasters, and neither of them started. They didn't have any way to charge the batteries or a new battery. And I figured they just didn't want my business, so I left. But obviously, that's not a good sign if you have vehicles that aren't very old with only 30 to 50,000 miles that just aren't starting. And two, and they're quite beat up. So those were those specific vehicles. But from what I've researched online, if you're going to compare the serious options of the ProMaster, Sprinter, and Transit with building out a camper van you're going to live in, the ProMaster is going to be the least reliable, and it won't last as long as the other two. And it's generally considered the cheaper option of the three. It's definitely less expensive than the Transits and the Sprinter. Here are the dimensions of the high roof extended ProMaster. You have 160 inch cargo area, 76 inches high, which is probably too short for me being 6'2", because that's 74 inches. And given the amount I'm going to have to build up the floor and the ceiling, my head's definitely going to be touching the ceiling once I'm done with everything. So that was a factor that was concerning to me. Also, if you're planning on living in your van and you're a larger person like me, you realize pretty quickly that you're going to have to do everything you can to utilize the amount of limited space you have. So both with the Sprinter and the Transit van, they both have higher versions and longer versions. So even though the pricing of the ProMaster was attractive to me, being the least expensive of the four vans, those issues were probably a deal breaker for me with the Ram ProMaster. ProMaster comes in three different models, the 1500, 2500, and 3500. Now, similar to the NV, these differences are basically for lower to higher payloads and larger engines. And then there's different trims as well, too, from your bare bones, manual windows, to more power options and driver assistance features. MSRP for a 2024 cargo van, Ram ProMaster, $44,960. That's just the very bottom level. It's important to note that we're talking about the repair and maintenance cost of the four vans. With your Nissan and your Ram and your Ford, repair and maintenance costs are going to be about the same, around $800 to $900 per year. With the Sprinter, since it is a Mercedes, if you've owned a Mercedes or a BMW, you know this, you're going to pay about twice as much for repair and maintenance. Everything's going to be about twice as much to fix. Oil changes will be twice as much. Repairs will be twice as much. So that's an important factor to consider. Into our Mercedes Sprinter. This is probably the most well-known van to convert into a camper van. And when it became popular to convert these vans into camper vans, the Sprinter was definitely the main one that people were converting. And it was the main one that companies, off-road or RV companies, were converting into camper vans. Since that time, you've seen more companies build out camper vans on the Ram ProMaster and the Ford Transit, but the Sprinter still remains probably the most popular van to have camper van conversions done on. If you look online for aftermarket accessories for camper vans, the amount of options for the Sprinters is much more than the Transits and the ProMasters, and especially the Nissan NVs. If you're not doing a full do-it-yourself, that is one advantage of the Sprinter, in that the aftermarket options are much more. And when I say aftermarket options, what I mean are things like running boards, roof racks, other things you might attach to the van, pre-made things that you put inside the van, like cabinets or galleys and all these other accessories that you could buy for converting your van instead of building everything yourself. So that's what I meant by having more options for the Sprinter, just because it's more popular in this space. I don't know if it'll be that way forever, but it is currently now in 2024. Here's a Sprinter. This looks like the most extended version in black. As far as the aesthetics of the vans, I think the Sprinter is probably the best looking. You can't really underestimate the value of that Mercedes logo too. That just makes the whole thing look better. We're all conditioned to place value in that logo. So if attractiveness and status symbols are important to you, then you're probably more attracted to the Sprinter, of course. There's a little bit more prestige in a Sprinter, in a Mercedes, than there is in a Ford or a Nissan or a Ram, of course. Can't deny that. People say that the paint quality in the Mercedes is of higher quality than the other three vans. So I think you're less likely to see these Mercedes painted by the people that are converting them into camper vans than you are the other three models, I've noticed. And I've seen people on the Mercedes forums specifically state that part of the reason why they bought that was for that amazing paint, that Mercedes paint, and that finish that they have. I think it's definitely a good looking van, especially when you compare it to the ProMaster and the Nissan NV. I was personally looking at a van very similar to this one in this picture. It was a 3500 dually with four rear wheels in black, and it had probably about 50,000 miles, and it looked similar to this. It was attractive. It didn't have the windows, though. This is a passenger van. The one I was looking at was a cargo van. It had windows in the back, but not on the sides like this, and it was a good-looking van. Very big. It was the largest and the longest Sprinter or van available. My Transit I ended up getting in the high roof extended is smaller than that Sprinter I was looking at. As I mentioned, if you do get the longest and highest version of the Sprinter, it's the longest of the four we're reviewing today. And you can see a picture here, and it gives you an idea for the amount of space inside one of these Sprinter vans with the high roof extended. This is a high roof extended, and you can see there's a lot of room in there. And we'll go over the dimensions here, but we have the full-size shower, a larger kitchen. You can't really see the bed here, but you can get an idea for the amount of space in there. We have several different models of the Sprinter. We have the passenger van and the cargo van, four different lengths. You can see that L4 length is long. It's the longest one of all these vans we're looking at today. And then the three heights. Here is the Sprinter high roof extended. It has a longer wheelbase than the Transit at 170 inches. It's 194 inches cargo area, which is quite a bit longer than the extended Ford Transit, about 20 inches longer or so, or more, 7-8 inches high. Now, in my experience looking at the Sprinters, I was pretty set on a Sprinter, and I actually traded in my Mercedes sports car to get the Ford Transit. And so I like the Mercedes, but they are more expensive. Basically, what I paid for my 2023 Ford Transit with 4,000 miles was what this used car dealership was asking for a 2018 Mercedes Sprinter with about 50,000 miles on it. And it was hard for me to justify that. It was also hard for me to justify what I knew was going to be increased repair and maintenance costs, about double or more. The diesel engine option of the Mercedes Sprinter is well known, and there's a lot of good reviews on that diesel engine and how long it can last. But you also have to consider that where you're going to be going with your van and the availability of diesel gas wherever you're going. All in all, it was difficult for me to, in the Phoenix AZ metro area, it was difficult for me to find a lot of used Sprinters in good pricing. Of course, there were a lot of brand new ones at the dealership, but finding used ones was challenging. Finding used ones for any of these vans was challenging for me as I was looking. I probably would have bought the Sprinter I was looking at if the dealership would have been more reasonable in negotiating with me. That Sprinter had been there for over 7 months, and they weren't willing to drop the price at all. So they were willing to just sit on it instead of giving me a good deal. And I got to the point where I'd been searching for vans for a long time, and my patience was wearing thin, so that's when I pulled the trigger on the Ford Transit I bought. But I'm definitely happy with the choice I made. I've already talked about this a little bit, but whereas the other vans' annual repair and maintenance based on RepairPal.com is about $800 to $900, they have the annual repair cost and maintenance for the Sprinter at about $1,800, so about double. The biggest issue with the Sprinters is finding people to work on them and finding parts for them. So the parts are expensive, and then the availability on the parts, you might have to wait for them. The reliability of the Sprinters, there's a lot of bad reviews online about things going wrong with it and things breaking down. And then you also have to consider the higher cost of repairing those things and just the more limited amount of people that are professionals in repairing those. I'm considering taking my van down to Mexico, maybe even more south of that. And so I have to consider what's going to be the better option for me, taking a Ford down there or taking a Mercedes. And of course, the Ford is going to be a better option. The Mercedes is the only one that has a true 4x4, though, that you can buy. Now, as far as availability here in the Phoenix, Arizona market, I couldn't find any 4x4s except brand new ones. And even, I think there's only one or two in the entire Phoenix AZ area. We're talking about 5 million plus people, fourth or fifth largest city in the country. And I could only find one 4x4. It was brand new. It was very expensive. I think it was over $80,000. And you can get a Transit in all-wheel drive. Now, it's not the same as the four-wheel drive of the Mercedes, but it's going to be able to handle itself pretty well off-road. And of course, you are going to be paying for the Mercedes name there too. Difficult to determine how much, but you're definitely paying more for that name and that brand. All right, let's move on to the Transit. This is what I ended up buying. Like I said, it was pretty close between the Sprinter and the Transit for me. And here's a black Transit. Again, the availability of the high roof extended Transits was very limited in my city of Phoenix, Arizona. There were maybe one or two or three in the entire month that I was looking for Transits. And as far as a low mileage one, there was really only one, which is the one I ended up buying. And I think the other two, they weren't even in the Phoenix metro area. They were like an hour or two outside of it in one of the other towns in Arizona. And so the availability just wasn't there. There were a lot of different levels of roofs, not the high roof. And then there is a lot of other ones that weren't extended, but I was specifically looking for the high roof extended to get the most cargo size available in the Ford Transit. I've seen a lot of people on the Ford Transit forums. They're ordering these brand new from the manufacturer custom, and they're waiting a long time. So that's one option. But I was specifically looking for a used one. I ended up buying a 2023 high roof extended Ford Transit in white. really in Phoenix, there were no ones of color. They're all white. And there were certain places that had tons of them, just not the High Roof Extended. And given that these are sold as commercial vehicles, it's just not common to find different colors. White is just, as you can probably see from the road, a lot of these companies are going to put their branding on there or a vinyl or something. And so white is just the standard color they make them in. Here's a fully built out Ford Transit. They can look pretty cool once they're all done. There's a lot of modifications to this one. You can see the upgraded tires. It's probably lifted, upgraded wheels. It has the Ford Raptor front grille, which is has a significantly better look than the stock one. The color and all the other things that you see. It's got a custom mid-level on the side there, and with custom windows and all kinds of stuff on that one. Here's a High Roof Extended built out for the Ford Transit. You can see pretty comparable space, not as long as the Sprinter, but there is a lot of space in there to put everything you're going to need to live in there. Different models of the Ford Transit. So you have, similar to the other vans we've spoke about, you have your three different models. Transit calls them the 150, 250, and 350. Very similar to the other ones. And again, these are, the difference is the amount of payload and towing capacity that each of them are going to have, sizes of the engines and things. We have three different roof sizes, two wheelbases. It's a 148-inch wheelbase. Again, this is the van that I got. It's the High Roof Extended. And 81 inches high. So it is actually slightly higher than the Sprinter. 2 inches higher. So that was definitely part of my search. And given how tall I am, that made a difference for me. The Sprinter, as you saw, was 190 inches long. This is 172. So pretty big difference, losing 20 inches or so, or 18 inches. So in a camper van build out, that's a lot of room. But I've talked about the other reasons why I ended up going with the Transit. So the MSRP of the Transit, and I think I skipped that with the Sprinter, basically, Ford Transit MSRP, you have your 150, 250, and 350 cargo versions. And 150 is $46,890, 250, $47,835, and then 350, $49,090. With the Mercedes, the cargo van starts at $49,900. But when you're looking for new options, you'll find that the Mercedes is going to have the highest pricing. And then the Ford Transit, and then at the lowest, the Ram ProMaster, for sure. Summary, there's several things to consider when in what you're going to choose. There's a lot of variables to consider. If you're going to be living in your van, you have to consider the spacing issue, which is definitely the primary issue when you're building out the camper van. You're going to live in there. The space is so limited, and you're going to have to make a lot of sacrifices to live full time as far as what you're going to bring with you and what you can get in there. A lot of people opt to not even have a shower inside when they live in there because it takes up so much room, and they're going to do an external shower, or they're going to do one of the versions of a makeshift shower that has a shower curtain that you can flip out, or an external shower, and they're going to try to shower other places on the road. I've decided to put a internal shower in there that is also the bathroom, but that's a personal thing. It was important for me to have the internal shower because I'm going to be taking it off road. I would rather have the privacy of having the shower and bathroom inside, and it was worth the sacrifice of space for me. You also have to consider, and what goes into that is how big you are as a person. If you're a smaller woman, you might be able to get away with one of the smaller vans. If you're a larger man, you might have to go with a larger van. You have to consider everything you want to put in there as well. Look at the measurements of what you want to put in there and also the vans you're looking at. When it came down to it, I realized that I was going to have to get the Ford Transit or the Sprinter just due to the sizing issue. You have to consider how much you're going to be taking off-road and what type of off-roading you're going to be doing. If you're the type of person that wants to be in the middle of nowhere in nature, a lot of the time when you're living in your van and you like to do out outdoor activities like mountain biking, hiking, fishing, or anything like that, and you don't plan on being in cities a lot, you're going to be off-road probably and get caught in rain and snow, or depending on where you want to go. And you have to consider that the Transit has the all-wheel drive and the Sprinter has the 4x4, and the other two vans, they only have two-wheel drive options. So that's a big thing to consider. If someone had all the money in the world, I would think that a lot of the time they're going to go with the Sprinter 4x4, which is the most expensive of the vans, but it has the true 4x4. You can get a really big one, and there's a lot of prestige and benefits to having a Mercedes, a luxury vehicle or luxury brand versus the other three brands. And for me, as far as economics go, the Transit was the best of all worlds. I wasn't going to have to pay those really high repair and maintenance costs, and I was also getting a lot of the other things I wanted. In a perfect world, I might have gone with the Sprinter 4x4 because it's just a lot more robust off-road. The sizing, it's an important issue. The sizing of the Sprinter and the length of it and the wheelbase makes it more advantageous off-road. It's a 170-inch wheelbase on the Sprinter, which means in the back of the van, there's less overhang and there's more clearance on the Sprinter stock, especially if you're going to lift it. You basically have to lift a Ford Transit and put bigger tires on to get to the stock clearance height of the Sprinter. So the Sprinter, in a lot of different ways, is better for serious off-roading. My Ford Transit extended high roof, even though I've put bigger tires on it, it bottoms out extremely easy on things that maybe even a car wouldn't bottom out on. And that's because of the way it's built and the length and the wheelbase. And I have to be very careful not to bottom out on the front and back. And when I do bottom out, it damages it. It rips off the back trim and the rivets. You have to be very careful when you're taking off-road. It can handle off-road, but the bottoming out is a common issue to find if you do some research on it. There's also problems with raising up and lifting the Transit that don't really exist with the Sprinter. On all accounts, it appears like the Sprinter is much better for off-roading purposes. For you and choosing your right van to do your camper van conversion, there's a lot to consider. And you'll probably want to go and test drive all of them like I did. And I've tried to provide you with a lot of information here to get you started and learn from. And if you have any questions, just put in the comments and get a hold of me, and I'll help you as best I can. Thanks for watching.